Work of the Weavers. On threads spun, woven, and bleached, in this land of lace and linen now tumbled, she tosses and turns, the slubs rough between thumb and index finger, the branch tapping a Morse code upon brittle panes, her sky reliably an off-white gray, a blank to embroider her intentions upon, unpicking the stitches as the sun falls, to change the end of her story. How her finger aches after spindle pricking it and drawing a bead of blood. Cursed by those malicious old aunts jealous of her good fortune. Hovering in the anteroom, uninvited still, snacking languorously on their bitter invective and savoring the sour taste of it. Relishing the aroma of putrefaction rising all around them. Meanwhile, the threads, so many threads, mercerized for strength, from fiber, from flax, spin themselves, spoke-stitch, hem-stitched, into table runner, christening gown, a bridal veil trimmed with flouncings of lace, spider-woven, eyes of the needles winking open and closed, you'll never do better for quality and price. Hers is a saucy glance into the face of the future and fate and fearlessness, the flag of her handkerchief unfurling from the window of the train carriage. She waves all away. She is on her way, finally.